Joining us in studio is Bobby Kraft. Bobby is the founder and CEO of Atlas World Sports. I have a thing with my son that we do at home, Bobby. We bet on sports only on holidays. Now, that said, we can kind of create our own holidays if we want. You know, it's a Friday. Let's do it. But we all know that Super Bowl Sunday is a holiday, and people are probably putting down a few fun bets. It's a betting bonanza, without a doubt. A lot of states have embraced the sports betting wave on the mobile platforms. Wisconsin's been a little bit more cautious, maybe on the sidelines a bit. But Atlas World Sports, for the last 4 years, you've been building a company, a sports technology company, that is providing this platform for not only content, but to aggregate all of our sports bets. Tell us all about Atlas.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Pleasure to be here. On behalf of Atlas World Sports, we're proud to first of all say we're halfway through our Series A round, so it's great to be able to be here and talk about that on a holiday weekend.
Yes.
And I would argue that perhaps Monday would be more important to be the holiday based on what most people partake in on Super Bowl
Sunday. That is true.
Really what we are, think of the Expedia for sportsbooks. That's okay. Atlas World Sports.
Hmm.
And then we bring so much more to it. We have artificial intelligence. Where we're going to help predictions for the games for our users. And then we've been building out a new daily fantasy platform that will be launched here in the second quarter of this year. And that gives us an opportunity to play in markets such as California and Texas, which are still, not legal for sports betting.
Yeah.
However, 39 states have legalized thus far. Missouri was the latest. They will be coming online here most likely in March. With the state of Wisconsin here, my home base, mm-hmm. Milwaukee, great city. And we're hoping Wisconsin can get through eventually with the legislation. However, it really comes down to the tribal compact that was signed in law, I believe, 2004, Doyle. So, there are a lot of politics to work through, but they'll get there eventually.
Yeah. Well, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about that path here in the state of Wisconsin to legalize sports betting from a mobile standpoint, what it looks like, what you've seen in other states, and talk about the responsibility of gaming and just being a good partner to users and operators. Obviously, the industry of sports betting demands that regulatory compliance. And the reputation of companies and the people involved is incredibly important. There's a lot that goes into the big game. We're talking with Bobby Kraft from Atlas World Sports. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Sports betting in focus for the big game on Sunday. I gotta tell you, I love the Pottawatomie Sportsbook at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. I mean, truly nice, expanded. This will be their first Super Bowl, obviously, this year. Forest County, Pottawatomie is one of six federally recognized tribal nations in the state that had sports betting operations up and running now. But having a way to bet on mobile devices is still elusive. You can't do it here in the state of Wisconsin. It would make it easier. And you got to keep it responsible for sure. So Bobby Kraft joins us in studio to talk about his company, Atlas World Sports, and their push to mobile gaming. So given that expanded sports betting beyond tribal gaming would require, of course, amending the state constitution, Bobby, what strategies are your companies and others looking at to kind of navigate these limitations?
Yeah, I wish I could say that we were involved in the Wisconsin political scene to get things moving quicker, but it's a much bigger undertaking than we have the stomach for or the resources for. So we're going to let the professionals handle that on the lobby side, et cetera. But we're really focused on the other states. I had to create the headquarters for Atlas World Sports in Chicago.
Hmm.
Because Illinois immediately, Governor Pritzker jumped on it and said, mm-hmm. yep, we're in.
Mm.
And so after May of 2018, the city of Chicago, once we started moving forward with Atlas World Sports, I came up with the concept shortly after the sports betting, legalization when PASPA was repealed in May of 2018. By the time we were launching, folks from the city of Chicago said, look, put it here.
Yeah.
We got you.
So that's your headquarters.
So, yeah, but I want to have a co-headquarters. I want Milwaukee and Chicago. So I have an office down on Wacker. That's our main headquarters.
Okay.
And then we have one here in Cathedral Square as well. So I'm an Amtrak frequent flyer, if you
all
will,
right.
And proud of it. That, I really think my ultimate goal is both the city of Chicago and the city of Milwaukee really think of themselves as one.
Yeah.
I think we're opposite bookends with the same library between.
Mm-hmm.
And, if we think of this region, this corridor, all the way that Lake Michigan, Chicago to Milwaukee with Racine and Kenosha in between, I think that's the international flair that is good for the whole region. So hopefully Atlas can play a part in it.
Yeah.
So we've really been focused on the other states, and we're partnered with all the legal sports books, MGM, FanDuel, DraftKings, ESPN Bet,
mm-hmm.
and the like, anything, Hard Rock, et cetera. And then we're partnered with all the leagues from the NFL all the way down to UFC. So we can do name, image, likeness. We can show, any live scores, stats, analytics, anything you're getting from any other type of source. But then also we have so much more where we sync our users' accounts through Atlas World Sports. So they don't have to open up every instance once they're synced.
So you can load all your accounts in one platform and see all the information from one.
That's right.
Device.
We also track their deposits. So if they have $1,000 sitting in their Caesars account, they have $500 sitting in FanDuel and $250 in ESPN Bet. They can see all that cumulatively and their wins. We track all of it across the board.
Yeah.
So it really becomes a single source entry point.
Yeah.
And, partner to all of them. And then we're also looking out for the users all along the way from responsible gaming you were talking about. It's very important we help get them all of the best betting information before they make a decision.
Right.
So if we can get them a point extra on a different book, that's good for them. And it's fine for the books because they ultimately want 50% of the money on one side of the ledger and 50% of the other by the time a kickoff happens.
And taking that regional approach to the economic development opportunity, I mean, right now, Wisconsin residents, let's be real, are crossing state lines to place bets in Illinois or Iowa, Michigan, potentially driving revenue out of the state. So we got to look big picture in terms of how we move this forward. Yeah, you got to be cautious, but at the same time, there's revenue to be gained from the state of Wisconsin's lens.
Yeah, I am absolutely a Wisconsinite. My wife, Marnie, is a Wisconsinite. She's home with our baby boy, Robert Ronan Kraft. Ronan.
All right.
So thank you, Marnie, for giving me the time to do this. she's been the real MVP. So you talk about MVPs in sports. She's the true MVP. But we are Wisconsin. She was born and raised in Racine, and we want nothing more than to create tech jobs in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
That's ultimately the goal.
Very good.
Is to create an incredible ecosystem for all of this.
Awesome. Bobby Kraft from Atlas World Sports. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jeff.
Have a great Super Bowl weekend. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ.